This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us in moments, Larry Anderson. Talk a little Bryce Harper. Also talk a little Phils. In 1 hour, Joe DeCamera from the WIP Morning Show will join us, along with WIP brand manager Rod Lakin, so we can work out all of the rules for next Wednesday's DeCamera versus Fritz, or Fritz versus DeCamera, shall I say, athletic
right,
challenge.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I did it the wrong way. The fact that there aren't rules already, like, really makes you question the leadership at WIP. I mean, we should know these rules already, shouldn't they? Shouldn't they be written down already?
They should be.
You know?
But am I surprised that they aren't?
No. And no. It seems like this entire time, love Rod, this entire time, it seems like he has been angling for DeCamera in a way. And I think keeping the rules vague in the way that he has kept them for the baseball thing, I think, like, speaks to me that he wants to make sure DeCamera has a little wiggle room so he can compete next Wednesday. And that's why I want them both on the air. Because I think first of all, I think we'll be able to hear DeCamera's intentions. Mm-hmm. We'll get to hear Lakin's intentions. But we'll be able to get them on the record to what is legal and what is not legal next Wednesday.
Do we need the lie detector back?
Oh.
For Lakin?
For Lakin on who he wants to win.
If he's calling a fair match here.
Do you think he wants you to win on Wednesday, or do you think he wants DeCamera to win?
I think he would like for me to win this one.
This one?
Yeah.
So it stays competitive.
Get right. Back to 1-1.
Right. Yeah. And then he wants DeCamera to win tennis.
Yeah. Maybe.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know who he's rooting for.
Well, I'm going to tell you what he wants. He wants this thing to be 2-2 with basketball on the line at the end.
Yeah. He might as well just be David Stern.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he wants. He wants this thing to be 2-2 with the fifth event to be all on the line. Because we've already told everybody that we're doing all five events regardless.
No matter what.
Yeah, no matter what. So it'd be better if the fifth event was the tiebreaker.
I will say this. Basketball with everything on the line? Oh, man. I mean, that is exciting.
Yeah.
Basketball with everything on the line, one-on-one?
One game of one-on-one, that's all it is?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
well, we
do a series.
We don't know any of the rules.
We do a series?
I could say the best out of 3-7. If, like, you go to 7 and
best
play the
out best out of 3-7?
Yeah.
No, you would have spent a week
hours
there at the basketball court? Best out of 3-7? First of all, physically, I don't think either of them are holding up for an entire 7-point basketball game.
In one day?
In one day.
7 points?
Spread that over 3 days.
Over 3
so
weeks.
What are y'all going to, 5?
No. Right now, at least, it's scheduled 1 game to 11.
It should be
to
7.
11.
It's not going to be. See, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm good at basketball. Not great at basketball.
When was the last time you played competitive basketball?
I don't know. I played one-on-one like last year.
Okay.
Sort of. Who? Walk?
No, my buddy.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I know. And then
I've never seen you with a basketball in your hand.
Yeah, well, hold on. I did the free throw
shooting. Yeah, you did do the free throw thing.
Oh, that's right. You did the free throw thing. I forgot about that.
Had to go against a ringer.
He was a ringer.
Pat Carroll.
Yes, yeah. Pat Carroll.
What do you want me to do against? He went 50 for 50. I went 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I don't care. Free throws is it's a DeCamera.
I know.
Yeah.
Listen, we'll play one-on-one before. Me, you. Mano-y-mano.
We have?
No, I'm saying if you want to before the competition, okay. we could do that.
I'm just saying
there's nobody here I would play basketball against.
Up to 11.
I don't respect anybody's basketball game here. No.
That's great.
If you guys play 1 to 11 and you start it, you know, we want it to happen during the afternoon show. Mm-hmm. You start at 3:00. Will that game be over by 6?
Yes.
Dang.
It'll be over in 15.
Spike's the one who sounds like he doesn't have any faith in you.
And again, like this guy, I know he hosts a basketball podcast.
Dude, I can in my day I could play basketball.
What about now?
Well, I can't. I can't run.
You're not even 50.
I can shoot. I can't run.
Got a bad hip.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, can you twist?
Well, not a bad hip. You got a replaced hip.
Yeah, I got a replacement hip, a bad back. I just can't jump and stuff. But I can shoot.
White man can't jump.
Let's put it this way: if we went on a court and you saw me on a court, you'd see. Oh, he knows how to play basketball.
All right.
Let's put it that way.
Because I don't. Yeah. I wouldn't think that.
It doesn't take long.
It doesn't take long to
see who's dribbled a basketball before.
Yeah, if you know how to dribble basketball.
Yeah.
My point is, I've watched a lot of one-on-one games, and one-on-one is one of those things where in your basketball in general is one of those things where in your mind it looks one way, and then in reality it looks another way.
It's true.
One-on-one basketball games between two guys that hardly ever play basketball,
man,
is going to take a really
long
time.
Like the video of me playing golf, I know the end result wasn't great. You can see I know how to play golf. I had a bad day.
Yeah, we can see the swing.
The swing's there. The swing's there. Basketball is going to be ugly.
Yeah, when we see that shot, that form.
In basketball?
Yeah.
I actually got a good form. I got a little Larry. Like, it goes back a little
There's
bit.
No way Joe has a good form.
If he's standing, I think he's fine.
No, I'm talking about, you got to shoot off the dribble.
Yes. He can shoot a basketball. Yes. Like, he can shoot free throws. Yeah. It was actually stunning.
He has a free throw form.
Yeah. It was actually stunning how good he was at free throws. All right, 215-592-9494.
But you know a jumper and a free throw is not
is
the same.
Different.
Yes.
100%.
Should I get a little back to the basket game?
Oh.
That would be your...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's your advantage.
We're taking him down. The problem is, when I get a little tired, I'm at that free throw line. I'll take my little. I do a little.
See, that's what's gonna happen. Well, you're gonna. That's what.
Yeah, you're gonna start shooting jumpers, and then none of them are gonna go.
Well, what's gonna happen? They're both gonna get tired very quickly. It's gonna be 2-1 after 38 minutes, and they're both gonna just basically be letting the other guy shoot to have it end.
No, it will. Well, it'll be about one will go up by a little bit, and they'll be like, can we just get this over with?
Yeah.
It's the last event, so it may not be. You can't just look at it that way.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, he'll look at it that way. You see how quick he wanted to quit on Sunday?
That wasn't quick. That was an hour and a half of pure torture.
Well, but after the first
holes.
Hole. Yeah, yeah.
And then, hold on, got hot with the rescue club after the sixth and made a run. Everyone talked
about
it. You
did make a run. We're all talking about it. 215-592-9494. Aaron in San Diego, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon.
You're so annoying.
Philadelphia.
Starting there. I don't know. Should I like this bit or not? I don't know.
I don't like it.
Is he an enemy of the show or is he a friend of the show?
I don't know. He likes the show. So,
well, if you gentlemen would just give me a couple minutes, I prepared.
Oh, my God. Let's see.
It's a kind of a motivational speech because I am on Team Fritz. I am a Team Fritz guy.
Okay.
Okay. So if you just give me a couple minutes. So, Jack.
Did you say minutes?
Maybe 12 minutes, if that's all right.
Wow.
You have 30 seconds, Aaron. Go ahead.
Give me a little bit more time.
No, you're
wasting time, Aaron.
It already started.
Jack, today is a day of self-realization, my friend. The realization that there is no tomorrow. Jack, there is no tomorrow. There is only today. And the blood, sweat, and tears that you're willing to sacrifice to the baseball gods to guarantee your place in Philadelphia sports talk history. And when that bathtub soaking, double groin pulling, morning show hosting Joseph Aloysius to camera steps in the box, Jack, all bets are off. Friendships out the window. Business relationships in the trash. It's mano a mano, my friend. And when you're standing on that mound, you stand with confidence.
It's a pep talk.
Yeah.
Jack, do not succumb to the peer pressure.
Peer pressure?
I think it's just pressure.
Yeah.
Go to camera, shake in his boots, rattle his cage. You give him that chin music. You make him realize that there is no tomorrow.
All right.
There's no easy way out.
All right.
There's no shortcut home.
Now you're just taking quotes from Rocky. Aaron, can I ask you something?
When he steps foot on the baseball diamond, Aaron, he is walking in to the house of Jack.
That's right.
And in the house of Fritz, there is only
he started to
one
hurt.
Rule.
Yeah.
Two men enter.
Aaron.
One man leave. And Jack,
I think he's just talking into the phone.
Voice.
Aaron.
Those whispers that tell you,
Aaron.
Get up, you son of a gun.
Aaron.
Because Walker and Sutton love you.
Oh, okay.
Let's go,
Aaron.
Team Fritz.
Aaron.
Yes.
Just real quick. Are you an afternoon show guy? Are you a morning show guy? Are you a midday show guy? Like, what is your deal, Aaron? I just want to make sure.
I'm a 94 WIP guy.
Okay. All right.
I am a
That's fair
Eagles,
enough.
Flyers, oh, Sixers.
Chargers.
And Phillies guy.
And Chargers.
Okay.
And Chargers.
And hey, I love WIP.
All right.
I love this is my therapy.
Okay.
This cures my anxiety.
All right, Aaron, real quick, Aaron, can you give your prediction? All right, so just might as well while you're here. I'm sure we won't hear from you between now and then, but let's say we don't hear from you between now and then. Next Wednesday, Fritz goes against DeCamera, 10 at bats. How many times does DeCamera get on base?
I am going to say that DeCamera gets on base. Absolutely. You know what? He's going to get on base once.
Okay.
Because I think Jack should beam him right in the solar plexus,
right
in the back, let him know that he means business. So
okay.
One time.
All right, Aaron. We'll see. Thank you for the call. What do we think of Aaron? He's annoying.
But it could be developing.
Yeah. It feels like there's something there.
Of course.
Well, I hope it starts to develop.
Yeah. That's fair. He's got good energy. I like
that. Great energy. He likes the radio station. He knows what's going on. He cares. He's obviously, there's something wrong there. He's obviously a lunatic, you know? He's obviously like something very, very wrong.
Well, I'm convinced he had his phone on a stand just talking into it.
Yes, but he didn't. I said
he couldn't. He didn't bat an eye either.
Like, no, that's what I'm saying. Going. He had to just be talking into the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, it was impressive.
215-592-9494.
The blood, hold on real quick. Okay. The blood, the no tomorrow.
Well, that's all from Rocky.
No, I know.
Yes, that was a whole Rocky bit.
I know. People, like, so people are really into this thing, which I appreciate. It's good.
Yeah.
Like, I was walking in town this morning.
Yeah, in Westchester.
In Westchester. I got stopped four times in, like, a 45-minute walk.
Yeah.
Just about the please don't let him win. A lot of pleading.
Yeah.
One guy stopped traffic.
Yep.
Like, there's a four-car pileup behind him. And he's like, what did he say? It was basically like, oh, he said, bleep him, or man the bleep up. Right in front
while you were walking your kids.
Right in front of Walker and Sutton.
Yeah.
So, like, the intensity level for this thing seems like it's being brought up.
So let me ask you this. You talk to those people in Westchester on the streets. They're bringing it up to you. Does this increase the pressure on you, or do you feel this as support? Like,
so,
is this wind at your back, or is it pressure on your
I
back?
Really don't feel that much pressure anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Okay.
There's just something about golf that there's an extra level of pressure. Like, I just feel confident now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a big difference. And it helped because I threw the other day.
Yeah.
And I remember how easy it can be.
Yeah, just throw a strike.
Free-flowing 83 like I used to. Like, that's what we're talking about. Little bit of two-seam run on it. Yeah.
Still don't believe you're hitting 80-plus.
So people are bringing guns.
Okay.
Not like real guns. But I'm talking like I'm talking radar guns.
Everyone, clear it up. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
make sure you
well,
clear
given
it
how
up.
It's like they're talking in the morning show, like the camera's like, want Fritz to wear headphones. Like, everyone take a deep breath. It's not going to be that loud.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Wait a minute. DeCameron.
He's like making a rally cry to bring people to Plymouth White Marsh and like get in my head or whatnot.
How many people does he think are going to be there?
I have no idea.
Yeah, how many? Like, yeah.
But I also wouldn't put it past our listeners now that everyone's talking about it that we get like.
Yeah.
Can we get like 500 people there?
No.
That's
tough.
On a Wednesday afternoon?
On a Wednesday during the summer?
Well, depending on that area, I don't know how. Yeah. Heavily populated that area is.
Plymouth meeting, I think. Plymouth.
Wouldn't surprise me if a couple hundred showed up.
Yeah. Well, the whole if he's trying to rally people to get you off your game, that feels like dirty pool as well. You know what I
well,
mean?
Well, he's certainly doing that. He's leaning into the whole Jack folds under pressure
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, so, like, just which, to be clear. Which I have to now get back on my side.
Yeah.
To be clear, he was complaining that you were breathing while he was part
time, which I didn't do on purpose.
Right, and he's trying to breathe people
out. I didn't
do
it. I really didn't do it on purpose. I promise you. I'm a pretty honest guy. I didn't think about it. I was just playing golf.
I feel you. Yeah. Which lets me know then you weren't locked in because
I was thinking about me when I was taking a deep breath.
Now, I was trying to distract him, if we're being honest.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
If you played every weekend, then you would know your natural reactions to being on the green, you would know you had to be quiet. Getting quiet in the backswing.
I know. I've not always been the most respectful golfer. Be completely honest.
Shocker.
Man. Yeah.
It's a big surprise to everyone. Jeff in Wilmington, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
I don't like to do caller on caller crime, but as soon as that guy Andrew comes on, dude, I can't turn my phone down fast enough.
Okay, Andrew?
No. Okay, Andrew is cool.
Well,
the calls from San Diego.
Oh, Aaron.
Yeah, he's super annoying.
Yeah,
I got his name wrong.
He's super annoying, but like, let me just say this, Jeff. You as a you know, as a radio host, as a former program director, you listen for. There's like this thing when people are like, it's like when people ask you, how do you pick a host? Sometimes it's hard to explain. You just hear it, and with callers, you listen for the same thing. Maybe that guy's got something. I agree with you. Aaron makes me want to jump off the roof of this building, and I can't stand the sound of his voice. But I don't
like the intro.
No, it's super annoying. But also, the old program director in me says there's something there, and I'm gonna let him keep trying until I figure out what that thing is. But I feel like there's something there.
Look, everybody. Everybody thought Herb was some kind of, I don't know what they thought he was when he first came on.
Right, and that was a Marx.
Were hanging up on him.
That was a John Marx masterpiece. Yeah, you know, give him credit.
Yeah.
Right. You want to talk about Bryce?
So, yeah, he's not on my Mount Rushmore. It's Schmidt, Carlson, Howard, and Rollins.
Okay.
If Bryce were to win a championship, I might have to bump Ryan Howard off, even though I don't want to, because he's the one that carried that team. J-Roll leads the team in hits, the all-time leader in hits. It's hard not to have him on there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think if Bryce wins the World Series, I think he has to be on it. If Bryce wins the World Series and he's not like some bit player, you know, 5 years from now, I think he has to be on it. He's been good enough. All of the things, though, I make fun of Jack for. You know, the way that he frames Bryce Harper bringing baseball back to Philadelphia, the city that has, by the way, won two World Series. But there is some reality to him being a representative of the organization, bringing excitement back. All those things are real, you know. So to an extent.
Whether he meant it or not.
Right.
He knows how to work it. I'll just put it that way.
Yep.
So, yeah. I mean, having Jimmy Rollins. Look, there's between Howard and Harper, there's a whole lot of clutch moments. And, you know, like I said, the argument probably would be who to take off, Rollins or Howard, for me, just because of what they've done and what their stats show.
Well, and I think also you get into, I don't think you have to do this, but if he were to win a World Series, the idea of having somebody from every one of those eras would be, like, you would almost have to do it. Again, you don't have to, but, you know, if you're Elliott, you put three guys from the 08 team on your Mount Rushmore. But you almost have to, So, all right, Jeff.
Jack, just throw strikes.
Throw strikes.
That's all we need.
Just throw strikes. I want to get it tattooed on my face. Just throw strikes. Thank you.
That hurt a lot.
Yeah. I think if they were to win a World Series under Bryce, he goes on.
Yeah.
For me, it would probably be Rollins that comes off. That's my favorite
player.
Howard. And I would leave Howard on there.
Yeah.
I just think Ryan Howard being the I think sometimes we underappreciate what Ryan Howard was.
Oh, how good he was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's any way Harper gets on it if they don't win a World Series.
Like, if his prime goes longer
than I think it does, like if he has a, you know, if he figures the physical stuff out and for the next 4 years, he's, you
know. Well, if he plays the whole contract and Fritz and I have been on, we've been on 500 watch. He gets to 500 home runs.
He's not getting the 500.
You don't think he gets to 500?
No.
With seven more years? Well, if he keeps this pace, we definitely won't.
Definitely not getting it. Praying for 400 at this point.
Yes. We're like, where are we? We're in the threes, though, right?
343, I still believe, or 344?
We can't get 160 more home runs?
Well, I'm hoping.
Okay, let's say an average.
7 years. What is that?
Let's say an average of 25 a year.
So what is that? That's 175.
That's six more years. Oh, no. If you need 160? Yeah. So, yeah, seven more
years. Oh, you mean 6 more years.
You need 6 more years would give you 150.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's also saying in 6 years he's hitting 25 home runs.
Right, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't even know if he's going to hit 25 home runs next year. I'm being honest.
Yeah, I know Listen, you've been the bearer of bad news for a year now.
Well, let's say I think a realistic...
like the Grim Reaper.
Well, let's say a realistic thing for Bryce next year, if he really is sort of on the other side of the prime, is like, let's say he hits 278 with 21 home runs, 85 RBIs in 148 games.
Yeah.
Like, that feels like...
You can't get the Mount Rushmore with that.
Right. Well, you definitely can't get to 500 home runs with it, you know?
And that's what I would think he would need. You know what I'm saying? You'd have to have sort of these longevity numbers.
Right.
To where when your career is done, you're saying, well, he's second behind Schmidt in home runs. He's, I don't know, behind who in RBIs and hits. Like, if he's a top five player in just about all the offensive categories because he played here so long, then I guess that's one. He still would need one more World Series appearance. Like, 22 can't be it.
I don't know.
Not for me. You can't. Yeah. 22 can't be hit, and he gets on Mount Rushmore.
Well, let me ask you this, Jack. Could he play himself off the Mount Rushmore?
I think so.
For you? Okay.
I think
so. Okay.
Because if it keeps trending downwards, and it's really just the one postseason run, there's not another postseason run. Like, I guess it's fair because of how it's looking right now, but they are currently on the 08, 9, 10, 11 run where they could be playing their way into losing in the wild card round. Like, they need another run to at least not just one round and you're going home.
Right.
We need to turn this back around and have another kind of run to see what he does in the postseason.
Yeah, yeah. If he had another good postseason run,
but he could definitely play his way off it, and then you start propping up more of the 08 guys. And I think the Carlton and Schmidt should be pretty cemented.
I think they are.
Yes, yes, I think they are. 215. They would need a couple of more. I think if they had two more eras, this era and another one, you could talk about taking one of those two off so you could have
spread the eras out.
Yeah.
Man, Mount Rushmore's tough, man. Can we get another president on there so we can at least get one more spot?
Joe and Ben Salem. Stop.
Excuse me?
Yep. Joe and Ben Salem. You're on WIP.
He would be up there. He would.
Early July 4th.
What's up, Joe? Happy early July 4th.
What's up, Joe?
All right, so both things are true with Harper. One, he does need to win a World Series. Two, there's too much Eagles elitism in here that championships matter. Getting to the championship is hard. Mm-hmm. But for it to go down as a complete success, yes, he does have to win a championship. But his numbers, since he's been with the Phillies, surpass what he's done with the Nationals.
Do they? Yeah, he was a 4- or 5-time All-Star with the Nationals. Hit a high of 42 home runs, 120 RBIs he had.
Well, his 2015 season is his best season ever.
Yeah, that's when he was with the Nationals.
He's had more home runs with the Phillies. He has a higher batting average. His OPS is higher.
Oh, you mean total? Yes, I got you.
Total.
Yeah, total. Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, it's been a success so far, but to go down as one of the greatest athletes in the city, I will agree. He does have to win a championship, and Dumbo Dave needs to go all in on this team and get that championship for him, because it's going to go downhill real quick.
Hold on. He's got more home runs for the Nationals than he does for the Phillies.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he's got 184 for the Nationals, 161 for the Phillies. He's got 27.7 WAR for the Nationals, 24.7 for the Phillies. He's got more home runs, more stolen bases for the Nationals. His batting average is essentially the same, 282 to 279.
I took your word for that, Joe.
A lot of things you just said there were a lie, Joe.
I just figured you added it up already, Joe. Yeah.
My bad. I mean,
yeah!
Leave it to Spike. He's checking numbers, wrong, man. Listen, we got a fact checker
here, man.
It
didn't sound right. So, all right, Joe. Thank you for the call.
My bad.
So, if you were listening to this segment to hear Larry Anderson, you didn't, but he's joining us next segment?
Yeah, so...
Is he punishing us?
No, so he told me that he was underneath his sink trying to fix it, and his ringer was off.
Oh, okay. That's what... Dude, I don't try to fix anything.
What do we do in L.A.?
Yeah.
We hire people.
Call somebody. Keep the economy rolling.
Right.
Keep people working.
Spread that money out, L.A.
Yes.
Keep the economy rolling.
Is this your stump speech?
My garage door opener doesn't work. You think I'm going to try to fix that thing myself?
Do you have any thoughts on the trash around the city?
Little green light. I do not. I'm not talking about that.
Let's not go there.
No, we are.
We are all in a union. Yes, let's not go there.
I hope it's resolved. I can tell you this, having lived in South Philly for 6 years or whatever, if there was a week or two when they didn't pick up trash,
man,
that neighborhood stunk to high heaven. Boy, I'm glad I don't live in the city.
Right? I rode through South Philly before I got here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a little spot down there
I like to go to get Mr. Wings.
I hope you rolled your windows up because
I did, but I happened to see one of the spots.
The locations to drop it off is probably a little overfilled, do we think? All right, Larry Anderson.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
In person.
Yep. It's a lot of trash. Well, it's a lot of trash. You don't even think about how much trash you produce in your house.
You don't realize it until you start to see it. Yes.
215-592-9494. Larry Anderson joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.